And I'd like now to welcome Diana Delling. She is with the Lenzik Center for Performing Arts here in Santa Fe. She's with us speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. So it's getting cold out again, isn't it?
It is. I just got back from Florida on a vacation, though, so to me, it's pretty cold.
Yeah, it's very cold. So what's going on?
Well, the Lenzik has reopened this week after 2 weeks of closure for annual maintenance.
Oh, wow.
Yep, and we are back with a vengeance. There's a whole lot going on. Tonight the theater is dark, but on Sunday we'll have the Santa Fe Symphony performing Bruckner's fourth symphony, Romantic.
Yes, which we just heard about.
Wonderful. We've got Pink Martini with Storm Large on Monday, which is a really popular show, and they've been at the Lenzik before. Have you seen them? I have not either, but very popular. On Friday, next Friday, we've got something cool. Armistead Maupin will be at the Lenzik in an event sponsored by the Lenzik and Collected Works Bookstore. He has a new book. It's the final novel in his Tales of the City series.
Okay.
It comes out, I think it's this week, so it's brand spanking new. And he will be speaking about his work and reading from the book on Friday at 7 o'clock. He lives in Santa Fe. I don't know if you knew that. He lives with his husband, and we're excited about that one. Very excited.
Excellent. So there is an event going on this coming Tuesday, the 21st of January, Science on Screen. And that is the event that they do from time to time at the CCA Cinematheque. A scientist from the Santa Fe Institute chooses a film, introduces it, then they screen the film, and then they talk about it, and there's a Q&A afterwards.
I love that concept.
I know, it's great. Some of them have been wonderful. Anyway, but this one is Cormac McCarthy, The Road, with Ole Peters. And Ole is an external professor at the Santa Fe Institute, and he's fellow at the London Mathematical Lab. And he will discuss issues of time, possibility, and alternate realities.
You know that's going to be a popular one.
That's going to be a big one. They tell you,
that's
they say
really
that
cool.
You should get your tickets in advance.
And it's at the CCA.
At the CCA. Great. And it's at 7 o'clock on Tuesday.
Kind of another cross-genre presentation is happening today at the New Mexico Museum of History. It is part of the Art and Engineering World of Ben Franklin series. And they will be showing the movie Hugo at 1 o'clock.
I thought that was on Sunday.
You know what? I may have the date wrong.
Yeah, because we did a show on that yesterday, and I think it's Sunday.
You know why I have it wrong? Because today is Ben Franklin's birthday, and that's why I was confused.
Right.
He was born on January 17th in 1706.
Cool.
But you did a show on this?
Yes.
And I missed it because I was out of town. I'm so sorry.
No,
I think it sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
And then they'll have, as you discussed, Andy Barron talking about his
restoration of an automaton.
Very interesting.
Very interesting indeed. Andy Barron is a total genius. He's like one of these people who, I guess when he was a little kid, he would take apart all of his toys, take apart machines, put them back together better than they were before, and has been at it ever since. He's also a paper engineer and makes pop-up books, which are really cool. But anyway, that's on Hugo. And I watched that movie the other night at home, Hugo, and it's so good, and I think it's really important to see it on a big screen because just the colors of it and the beauty of it is exquisite.
I've never seen it, but now I'm glad it's on Sunday because I may go now.
Yay. Okay.
Now that I'm not working.
So what else is going on? Wait, you do one.
There's a kids production, the Children's... El Dorado Children's Theater and Teen Players presents Charlotte's Web, E.B. White's beloved story, with an original musical adaptation. It'll be at the Scottish Rite Temple, January 24th at 7, and the 25th and 26th at 2. And I realize that's next weekend.
Excellent. Now, I got something from Warehouse 21 that says, tonight, Seize the Day concert featuring Sounds of the Southwest. Musicians include Seize the Day, Haida Marie Doherty, John Martinez, and special guest Consuelo Luz. And then Saturday from 7 to 8 at Warehouse 21, Warehouse 21, Turn Up, and the Rail Yard present Open Mic, followed by entertainment with musician Nando DJ Oli and DJ Oeshi. I don't know if that's how you say it. Anyway, it's a free event sponsored by City Teen Night Program. And then Wednesday of next week from 6 to 8, there's a cancer group meeting with Katie. All of that is at Warehouse 21.
something cool at Collected Works this week. There's always something neat going on there. But on Thursday, January 23rd, Bill Ayers will read from his book, Public Enemy, Confessions of an American Dissident. This is his second memoir. You may know him because he was a member of the Weather Underground, and he is married to former member of the Weathermen, Bernadette Dorn, Bernadine Dorn. Now he is an education reform advocate in Chicago, and that is what he's passionate about now. He's kind of a controversial figure, but I think a little misunderstood, or so he says, and he will be reading from his book on at Collected Works on Thursday, and you can learn more about him.
And I will be interviewing him on Thursday morning.
Oh, you are? Great. I'm sure that'll be a good one.
Yeah. Let's see. Tomorrow at 4 o'clock, the Sing for Joy Women's Choir, directed by Madi Sato, will be at the Santa Fe Center for Spiritual Living doing their winter musical offering. And it is a donation-accepted kind of thing, and they're sharing music from around the world, sacred songs to remember and celebrate their our collective humanity.
Have you had Madi on your show?
I have. She's beautiful.
She's beautiful and wonderful voice, beautiful voice.
And featured guest artists include Round Mountain Band and Tim McLaughlin Poet. All right, what else? Let's see.
We're at the Santa Fe Bacon Company. That's kind of loud this morning.
We are. I've told them not to yell.
It's important. When someone's waiting for their burrito, you've got to get to it.
They just have to scream.
At the Santa Fe Playhouse, there's something this week called King Laws. This is a one-woman show by Suzanne Guillaume.
Yep.
Have you talked to her, too, Susana Guillaume?
Yes.
She is talking about, she calls it a midlife report card. It's talking about midlife issues. The production is directed by Maura Studi. And this will be at the Santa Fe Playhouse.
Yep, this weekend only.
Friday and Saturday, yeah.
And Sunday matinee. Okay, there is a Cat of the Week this week. And this Cat of the Week is actually two cats named Beckett and Koufax. They are sweet, mellow little kitties who quickly adapt to new surroundings with a little extra love and attention. They're very bonded, so they would like somebody to adopt them together. You get a reduced adoption fee for both, if it's the right home. Beckett is a big, beautiful lady with a short coat and calico markings. Koufax is a big, handsome gentleman with a short black coat. And they were born apparently in 1997, so they're a little old? Is that possible?
97.
That makes them very, very old kitties. I don't know. Anyway.
Old kitties need love too, but that would be really old. Maybe they meant 2007.
Who knows?
People could call and find out.
That's so true.
They'd be hooked.
In fact, they could call 505-316-2281. They could also go to fandfnm.org to see Felines and Friends website. You can look at the kitties on the website.
Everyone takes pictures with their iPhones these days. And
including you, including me.
And we've taken pictures.
We have dog pictures from the dog park.
We share. Well, I think we can improve our picture-taking skills if we attend this workshop led by Santa Fe photographer David Hauptmann at the Santa Fe Public Library. It's an iPhone images workshop. He will include a slideshow and demonstrations. He'll talk about apps, filters, and lenses and how you can take better photos on your iPhone. It's at the Santa Fe Public Library on Saturday.
Excellent.
The 18th from 3 to 5 p.m. For more information, you can go to phonography.com. phonagraphy.com.
Phonography.com. Okay. At Collected Works Bookstore tomorrow, Santa Fe Writers Workshops will be a free hour-long course in short story writing led by the Writers Workshops director, Kyle Hertz. For more information about the workshops, look at the website thesantafewritersworkshops.com. And then Sunday at 3 o'clock, Alvaro Cardona-Hein will present his latest book, The Phantom Buddha, and he will be introduced by Joan Logie of Tres Chicas Books. And on Tuesday, Collected Works welcomes poet Jimmy Santiago Baca at 6 o'clock. He will be reading from his collection of new and selected poems, Singing at the Gates, and as you mentioned, Thursday, Bill Ayers.
I don't know if you remember Colin Quinn. I don't think you have to remember him because he's still pretty active as a comedian. But I always think back to his days on Saturday Night Live. He hosted a show on MTV for a while. And now he is coming to the Lensic. That will be on February 7th, so it's a little ways off, but I thought I'd give people a heads up. He has a new show called Unconstitutional. It's a history of the U.S. Constitution, as he calls it, the constitutional calamities that have been going on and are going on today. He had a great and very well-received Broadway show called Long Story Short that closed, I believe, last year, and now he's coming to the Lensic. This one's Friday, February 7th at 7.
Is he super funny?
He's funny, yes. He's really funny. He's got a huge Twitter following, and if people don't remember him, once you see his face, you might go, yeah, that guy. And I think it's going to be a great show. Always good to bring comedy to Santa Fe.
Definitely. Yeah, we could use more comedy here.
We could.
I always forget how great it is to go to a comedy night.
It's really fun.
So Thursday, the 23rd of January, from 5:30 to 6:30, is a neighborhood meeting to talk about the Santa Fe Acequia Trail crossing. It's at the it's about the plans to connect the Acequia Trail with the neighborhoods at Catherine Avenue and Oñate Street. Representatives from the city and the project team will be available to answer questions and collect feedback. And it is at the BF Young Professional Building Sierra Vista Room at 1300 Camino Sierra Vista in Santa Fe.
It's sunny tomorrow, and I believe it's supposed to be sunny tomorrow. You can head down to Cerritos Hills State Park and learn about their... they have special telescopes that you can look at the sun with, and they have something called an analemma kiosk, which I don't know exactly what it is, but it has to do with looking at solar sunspots and looking at the sun in new ways. That's at Cerritos Hills State Park in Cerritos at 1 p.m. It's
excellent.
A free hike and a hike and the talk. And you can learn more at cerritoshills.org.
Excellent. Now, what else is going on? At the Jean Cocteau Theater, we have the film Old Yeller.
I know. I still remember crying at that one.
Oh, God. It's about a good dog. And Battle Royale, which is a thriller adventure in Japanese with subtitles. Game of Thrones on Monday as part of the Game of Thrones every Monday until, what, the whole thing is done?
Get in line now.
Get in line.
Not really. They don't want you standing out there, but...
Yeah. Then a movie... which looks a little scary, called Contracted. It's a... The ick factor... Here's their description. The ick factor is high in Contracted, a body horror opus that will satisfy genre fans who like to be grossed out.
A body horror opus?
I'm just telling you what they told me. And Battle Royale, and anyway, all that good stuff is going on at the Jean Cocteau Cinema over the next few days, so check them out. A wonderful place to see movies.
It might be a big movie weekend just because the Oscars were announced yesterday, and so many of the Oscar-nominated films are here in Santa Fe at the moment. I checked, and including some of the best animation nominees, Frozen is here. I think there's one called The Great Beauty, which was a nominee for Best Foreign Film. Just check out your Pasatiempo or your reporter or go online, and you can find a lot of the Oscar movies right here in
Excellent.
Our own Santa Fe.
And let's talk for a moment about Journey Santa Fe. That's also at Collected Works Bookstore, and it is Sunday the 19th of January at 11 in the morning. Mariel Nanasi will... do a talk called Shining a Light on PNM and New Mexico's Energy Future. And she will talk about the most important energy decision the New Mexico Public the Public Regulation Commission, the PRC, will make for the next 20 years. They are announcing the retirement of 850 megawatts of coal capacity at the San Juan Generating Station near Farmington. So it's all about phasing out coal and bringing in alternative energy sources. So that's Sunday at 11.
Another something going on at Teatro Paraguas is they're bringing back Salt and Pepper, which was such a popular play in...
Right, yeah. And by Robert Benjamin.
Yeah, with Beth Kennedy Jones as the director. And that's coming back, I believe it's this weekend at Teatro Paraguas. So you can find out more. It's a collection of stories, of intertwined stories about issues we face in the later stages of life, I guess you'd say. Not mm-hmm. too late, but, you know, midlife and beyond. And
I love how midlife is like 65.
I know, really love how midlife is 65.
You're expecting to live to be 130, ladies and gentlemen?
I'm just going for 90, 92. That'll be fine.
Not me, man.
But teatroparaguas.org is where you can find out more, and there's some upcoming shows that look really good there, too.
Little music rundown. The Jakes tonight at Tiny's, The Groove R&B Oldies at El Farol, Felix y Los Gatos at The Cowgirl, Salsa at The Lodge, Broom Dust Caravan at 2nd Street at The Rail Yard, Country Night at Buffalo Thunder, and then up in Taos, Ancianos Senior Dance at the Eagles Club, Sabor at Old Martinez Hall, and Omar Rain at the Taos Inn, the Rifters at St. Bernard in Taos Ski Valley, and what else? Anyway,
That's a lot of music.
A lot of music. And then Friday and Saturday, Nosotros at La Fonda, and Winter Dances by New Mexico School for the Arts Dance Department at the James A. Little Theater. That's tonight at 7, tomorrow at 7, and Sunday at 2 and 4 p.m. Now, could it be tonight at 7 and 9, or is it 7 to 9? They're
confusing.
I have
a feeling it's 7 to 9. I have a feeling.
Okay. So they said Sunday at 2 and 4, but Friday and Saturday 7 to 9. So who knows? You have to figure it out, ladies and gentlemen, which isn't that hard.
Another event that some students from the New Mexico School for the Arts, which is a great school, some students are participating in an exhibition that will open today at Site Santa Fe. It's in Site Lab. And this is an exhibition of photographs taken by Will Wilson and I think it's 7 students from the New Mexico School for the Arts. The exhibit will feature over a dozen large-scale photographic prints by 7 students in Wilson. There will be an interactive component. And the public is invited this week to come on in to Site Santa Fe. You can get your portrait taken. You can have a sitting with Wilson. And he uses a technique that's from the 1800s. It's called a wet plate collodion process involving glass plates, and I don't know a whole lot about photography, but he will produce a portrait of you that will be part of the exhibit and will go on sale later in the week to benefit the New Mexico School for the Arts.
Wow, very cool.
It's kind of a complicated one.
Yeah.
But for more information, you can go to sitesantafe.org.
Sunday Salons at Zane Bennett Contemporary Art. This Sunday, the 19th of January, Zane Bennett is doing an event with N. Scott Momaday. He will be reading poetry accompanied by music performed by cellist Lisa Stewart. Momaday, as probably many of you know, is a Pulitzer Prize-winning novelist, playwright, painter, photographer, storyteller, and professor of English and American literature. His Native American... he's a Kiowa Native American person, and he's interested in oral tradition and Native American art. He's just a wonderful writer, poet, and person. And cellist Lisa Marie Stewart, also a great performer and composer. So you have to buy your tickets, and it's a deep discount for students. Zane Bennett Art.
Sounds great. He does it all.
Yeah.
There's an event at the Arc on Sunday. Sunday at 5:30. Oh boy, I have to say his name. Latri Kenpo Nyama Dakpa Rinpoche.
Oh,
you know him. He will be there, speaking on the true nature of the mind and how the ancient practice of the power of three sacred syllables brings beneficial effects in meditation as well as daily life. So it's the title of the event is The Power of Three Sacred Syllables, and it's at the Arc Sunday evening.
There's so much going on. Sunday at the Rail Yard Artisans Market, quality artists, craftspeople, mystics, and healers. Live music with Lucy Barna of Hot Honey and the beautiful sounds of James West Bay with Lisette de la Paz. And that's 10 to 4 at... It's inside the Farmers Market Pavilion. You can find out more at artmarketsantafe.com.
If you like cello music, you can catch Joshua Roman, cellist, with Andreas Labis on piano. It's part of the Los Alamos Concert Association series, and it'll be at the Duane Smith Auditorium in Los Alamos on Friday, January 24th at 7. And his ad, I have to show Mary Charlotte his ad here.
Does it have a cute little
it looks like
in it?
That's what I thought too, but it's just an amazingly it's a very contemporary ad.
It's a great photo of a cello that some of us who do this Rorschach test see a dog where it isn't there.
No, I saw one too, strangely enough. Cello music with a contemporary cellist, young
Excellent.
Cellist.
Excellent. Actually, that looks like a very good one. Okay, some of these things that they've sent me are in the deep and distant future.
What about Ralph Stanley? I can talk about that. Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys, the elder statesman of bluegrass music, will be at the Lansing on Thursday, January 30th at 7:30. And he's been there before, but you may remember him from, well, a lot of people know him because he's a legend, but also he gained some additional popularity with the movie Oh Brother.
Where
that was
a
while ago, yeah.
Yeah.
But he'll be at the Lensic on the 30th. And George Winston will be at the Lensic on February 1st. He's a pianist, of course.
Yeah, from the 80s.
Yeah, from old Windham Hill Records.
Windham Hill
Records.
Which
is probably still in existence, but I remember it from a while back.
Right.
So lots of music coming up at the Lensic.
Excellent. And don't forget, can we give people a preview of Valentine's Day?
I think we should. On Valentine's Day at the Lensic, we've got two great classic films shown in 35mm. On the 14th, which is Valentine's Day, don't forget that, of course, we've got Casablanca, will be shown at 7 in 35mm, an archival print. And the next night we'll have The Wizard of Oz, the 1939 film starring Judy Garland. That'll be the 15th at 7. So it's Valentine's Day classic movie weekend at the Lensic.
Excellent.
We're excited about those two. I want to see The Wizard of Oz. I haven't seen it on the big screen, I don't know, ever.
For probably a really long
time. '39 when it premiered.
Yep. So what is happening at the screen?
You know, is the screen hosting the Jewish Film Festival? I think they do show it. It's not a condensed film festival. It's throughout the year. But there's a movie that got a great review in PASA everyone might want to read.
Joe Papp. Five Acts.
Now, sadly, it's sold out. I just checked.
Oh.
It's sold out, but they have a waiting list.
Okay.
What I think is also great is at 11:30 on Sunday, the showings at the
movie
is Sunday. Yeah.
Okay.
That's at the CCA at 11:30. And it starts with lox and bagels and a free copy of the New York Times crossword puzzle, which I think is a great way to kick it off.
I've never been able to do crossword puzzles, even a little bit. I just find them completely obscure.
I think they're fun, but I can't do Scrabble, so go figure.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm sorry to say it's sold out, but you can put your name on the waiting list you visit the CCA website or santafejff.org.
And at the screen, the film A Touch of Sin opens, I guess it's tonight. It's the winner of Best Screenplay at the 2013 Cannes Film Festival, and it's a movie from China. And then another movie called The Selfish Giant by Cleo Bernard, British film, winner of Best Director at the Cannes Film Festival. And then on Sunday, the 19th, the Bolshoi Ballet is doing a live performance. It's one of those remote transmission, HD, beautiful things, of Jewels, which is a ballet by George Balanchine, inspired by rubies, diamonds, and emeralds. And so there's a section of each of those, and during rubies, they dress in red and do these really kind of, I guess what it is rubies is like the New York jazzy American part, and diamonds is an homage to the opulence and regality of Russia, and then emeralds is the French Romantic school. So
wow.
I've seen that. I saw that when I was a child. And
oh, really?
Yeah, it's really good.
If you could always head up to Chama this weekend for the Chama Chili Ski Classic and Winter Fiesta, featuring cross-country ski and snowshoe races, music, and, you know, the usual things you'd find, drinks, food, at a winter fiesta. It's Friday to Sunday, 17th through the 19th, which is this weekend. You can find more information at chamaski.com.
Excellent.
We haven't had snow in a while, unfortunately.
I know.
It's a little bit sad. It's been a dry few weeks.
And don't forget David Geist, Geist Cabaret. He is tonight at Pronzo, and then tomorrow he is at Pronzo again with Julie Trujillo. And always nice and fun to go see David, and have to go this weekend because he won't be there next weekend, and plays again in the end of January, beginning of February.
There's a play called...
Or maybe he is there on Saturday next week. Anyway.
David Geist, that is.
But it definitely this weekend, Friday and Saturday. Go ahead.
Anna in the Tropics is a new play by... Yes, it's again the New Mexico School for the Arts. The New Mexico School for the Arts Theater is presenting this Pulitzer Prize winning play, which is set in 1929 Florida in a Cuban-American cigar factory. It's at 7 p.m. starting Thursday the 23rd. At the James A. Little Theater, which is at the New Mexico School for the Deaf. For more information, please visit nmschoolforthearts.org. And that school and its students just do a lot of performing.
Very
talented kids.
And that's their job. Because that's what they're trying to be. I mean, it's a school to train artists, and these days there's not a lot of work.
You're right.
For any kind of artist, because of the really bad place that our poor beleaguered nation is in. But anyway,
hopefully things will change. It's a new year.
Yeah.
And
yes.
And if not, and if you're just too depressed to think about that anymore, you can just go telemark skiing in Taos this weekend.
Really?
Yeah. There's a telemark festival in Taos. It's Saturday tomorrow with clinics, personal instruction, and there's a free heel race after hours, after the lifts close at 4:30. For more information, call 587-2240. Do you telemark ski?
No, I haven't skied any kind of skiing since I was like 22. You know, it's a wonderful, wonderful sport. I love downhill skiing. I don't like cross country, but I love downhill.
See, I like cross country more.
Do you?
Not
it's just
why.
Sort of like it's like
walking.
It's like a conspiracy to get you out jogging in the snow.
Those evil people trying to get us out jogging.
Anyway, I'm sure there's things I've missed, but not sure where they are. So definitely keep your eyes out for all the different mayoral forums. I don't have them organized in one place here on my rather haphazard computer, but it's really important to go to these things and look at your candidates for mayor and city council, listen to them, ask questions, listen to other people's questions, and make an informed decision when it comes to March 4th, which is Election Day.
And it's really coming fast at this point.
I know.
March 4th.
Yep.
I know there's a mayoral forum on the performing arts. I think it's Monday the 27th, if the 27th is a Monday.
Okay.
And it will be at Santa Fe University of Art and Design.
Excellent.
And it's not a debate, they stress. It's talking about the issues and how the candidates might be able to support these performing arts even more in Santa Fe.
Wonderful. Well, the music is telling us that it's time to go.
It's time to dance.
It's time to dance. And Diana Delling is with the Lenzic Performing Arts Center, a wonderful place here in Santa Fe, and is with us here often speaking of the arts. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me. A little sleepy this morning. Sorry about that.
A little sleepy. Yeah, well, I'm back on caffeine.
Yay.
I know. Does make for a better show. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We are streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafemc. My email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Please write to say hello if you feel like it. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news, and after that, jazz. Have a wonderful weekend. Stay warm. Walk your dogs.
Walk your dogs.
Walk your dogs, even if it's cold, even if it's just for a few minutes. They really love to get out there.
And they're not cold.
Well, some of them
generally,
are.
You're right. Some of them are.
My short-haired dogs are cold. The long-haired one is, he's sort of, what do you call it, blissed out at all times. Anyway, have a great
weekend.
Lucky
him. Bye.
Bye.